It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
The Word of God says, only thing will defile what comes from your heart. And he gave the list of the things comes from your heart. So I'll give a couple of more things and then we'll go further. Read the Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
See, these all things comes from your heart, defiles you, and takes you to hell. And some people, even the Christians, they lie, and they think lying is no problem because they are a white lie, and a black lie, and a yellow lie. But there is, all the lies are lies. The Bible says yes, yes, no, no, more than that is sin. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 8.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Unbelieving, fearful, and liars. They are joined together, murderers and all other sins. So if you are fearful not to be witnessing, not to be getting saved, our fear of living holy and clean life, you'll end up to hell anyhow. Unbelieving, I don't want to believe in Jesus, I don't want to believe in Bible, those people will go to hell. And some people, they lie, are you Christian? Oh, I'm not Christian. Then somebody will not kill you because somebody says, if you're a Christian, we are going to kill you. Oh, I'm not a Christian. So you lie, you end up going to hell. So all liars, not only denying Christ, but all lyings, they will go to hell. Now, let's read the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
All of these people, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Read the verse 11.
And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
See, we are blessed. He said we were doing the all things what we read up to now. But he said, thank God. Now we are not doing the same thing because we are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. So we are transformed. So that means there is a chance for everyone. If somebody says, God cannot forgive me, I'm a very bad sinner. The Word of God says we were all sinners. And Jesus Christ came searching for sinners. We were sinners and Jesus Christ died for us. So we have chance to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We cannot compare ourselves with somebody else. We have to compare ourselves with God. Our God is a holy God. And so if there is anything wrong with us, sometimes we may not know. Somebody has to tell you that you are doing something wrong and that sinks in your mind. But some people, they will come to the Lord and pray. Go to the Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. That's the way to check yourself in the sight of God.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
See, he says, search me if there is any wicked thing which is not pleasing to you, and then you cleanse me and give me your path of everlasting. I want to walk your way. I want to do your will. So I want to do your things. But sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Lord, let me know if there is anything wrong in me. And that's why the Bible is all about. when you're reading the Word of God, something come across that you are doing something wrong. But some people will say, oh, no, no, this is not the chapter. They close the book and go to some other chapter. God will speak to you through the Word of God. He will speak to you through the man of God. He can speak to you through the dreams. He can speak to you through the visions. God will speak to you in various ways. But we have to take the Word of God, said, God loves me and He is pointing me out. I'm wrong and I'm going to correct myself. Go to the 1 John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Here it says, our heart should not condemn us. If our heart condemns us, then we know we have no confidence towards God. Please read.
For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things.
See, what he's saying here, if your heart condemns you, then what? God is greater than your heart. That means go to God and say, Lord, my heart is condemning. I feel guilty. I don't know what to do. Then the solution is God. God is the only one can rescue you from your sinful habit or sinful life. No man has power to deliver you. Only God. Verse 21.
Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God.
See, here it says, if your heart doesn't condemn you, then you have confidence towards God. So that's why the Word of God says, when you come to worship, and if you find out something wrong with your brother, keep your offering, go and ask him forgiveness, and then come back. Okay, that is in Matthew chapter 5. You have to read verse 22 to 24. But anyhow, let's go back to the Matthew. Matthew chapter 15, verse 20.
These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man.
These are the things. What are the things? We read it and we listened to the Word of God. He said, these are the things which defiles the man. But if you eat something, it goes to your stomach and that doesn't defile you. Okay, read verse 21. 15:21.
Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Now here Jesus Christ is coming. Now what this lady was saying, Lord, have mercy on me. And then she's calling him son of David. Now I was thinking when I was reading this, how this heathen lady came to know to call Jesus Christ Lord and call Jesus Christ the son of David. I was thinking, when Jesus Christ was passing by and there was a blind man sitting and he said, who is passing this way? They said, Jesus. So he said, oh, son of David, have mercy on me. And people start saying, stop, stop. So he starts shouting more. And then Jesus says, bring this man here. And Jesus Christ healed that man. I thought this lady might be following like that blind man, but she didn't get a chance. Now she learned from the blind man, we have to call Jesus the Lord, we have to worship him, we have to say son of David, and he will pay attention. And she started following and shouting and saying, Lord and son of David, have mercy, and my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He's harassing her. She's in very bad trouble. And she's kept on following, kept on crying. But see what happens, verse 23.
But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us.
Jesus didn't pay attention. So that's why the disciples got mad. He says, Jesus, you're not saying anything to this lady. And she's kept on coming, and she's shouting, and she's crying loud, and we are in trouble. And they might have told her, get out, lady. Jesus Christ will not heal your daughter because he just goes to the Jewish people and the lost sheep of Israel. And since you're not Israeli and you're not Jewish, so he is not paying attention. Why don't you get out of here? They tried their best, but the lady start following Christ. So read the words following.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
When disciple came and said, this lady is crying and shouting, could you please tell her to get out? But Jesus Christ says, don't you know God has sent me the lost sheep of Israel, and that's the kind of job I'm doing. So that's why I'm ignoring her, and I'm not healing her, I'm not listening to her. Don't you know that? And so I think that lady already heard this, what Jesus Christ was saying. Now some lady would say, if that's the kind of this Jesus is, I don't need him. And she will go right away. But she did not give up. She kept on following. Read the verse 25.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me.
That means, then she came. Where she came from? The disciples were keeping distance from her. She came from there, maybe ran, maybe came, and then she is worshipping him. She worshipped him means not, she might be fell on his feet and holding his feet and worshipping and saying. Now just put that picture in your mind. How this lady is desperate. She is not listening to anybody. And even the Jesus said, I'm not going to heal any heathens. I'm just for the Jewish people. But she just came running and fell on his feet and started worshiping him and said, Lord, help me. Verse 26.
But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Even though she worshipped him, maybe she kissed his feet, she worshipped. Still Jesus says, you know what? The bread is for the children. I cannot give it to the dogs. Now the lady could say, he telling me dog? We are not dogs. And she could fight. She could say some blasphemy and get out of there. But she made up her mind. I know Jesus has power. He's going to heal my daughter. No matter what he says, I am not going to let him go. I am going to get my miracle. We have to learn something from this lady. Jesus Christ said, you know, I cannot take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. He said the children of God, they're supposed to be fed first. And he's trying to give her example. If you have a children and they are hungry and they are dying for food, will you take that bread and give it to the dogs? And she agreed with him. Let's read the following verse. Verse 27.
And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
She did not say you're wrong. She said you're telling the truth. We cannot take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. We feed the children first. Then something clicked in her mind. She said, but master, when master eating and his children are eating the food, some crumbs will fall from the table. Or some leftover food will be there. And then you give it to the dog. So consider me as a dog, and I want just the crumb. And so Jesus Christ was very pleased. Let's read the following verse.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
What Jesus Christ says, O woman, great is thy faith. He said, your faith is great. And whatever you believed in your heart, exactly going to happen. And the word of God says, exactly the same second, the daughter was healed. We see when Jesus Christ was ministering to these children of Israel, not a single Jewish man or single Jewish woman, he said, great is thy faith. But only he said two people in his life, and they were two were heathen. One is in Luke chapter 7. We don't have time, but you can read this chapter 7 from 1 to 10. But we are going to read only last 10 verses. Please read Luke 7, 9 and 10.
When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel.
See, that man, the centurion, just say, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Same this lady did not give up, even though you say me dog, give me some crumbs, but I'm not going to leave. So he said, your faith is also great. And both people, they got their miracles. Today I see Christian people, they're supposed to have their miracles and healings and everything. But what's happening? When you go to the foreign country, people get healed, delivered, set free, blind and lame and everything. In America, people come for healing. They hardly get healed. Why? Because they believe in doctors and medicine and things like that. So very few miracles happens. But the foreign country, you see more. Okay, last paragraph. Let's read from verse 29. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29.
And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way.
Can you imagine? 3 days! Jesus Christ went to the mountain and he just sat there. And all these multitudes of people came with the lame and blind and crippled and all kinds of diseased people, and they throw them near his feet. And the word of God says, each and every person who came to Jesus, touch his feet, touch his garment, they were all healed. And people marveled that each and every person, crippled person, blind person, dumb person, deaf person, everybody's healed. And how many days they were there? 3 days. Can you imagine 3 days and three nights listening to Jesus continuously? And nobody was tired. Here, sometimes people go to church and say, oh, time is up. Pastor Peter is still preaching. So, people go to churches in America, they have instant messages. There was a church, 10 minutes message. And he had a 10 service or 6 service a day, that day. So, the people come, listen and go, and another, and he might be making millions of dollars. But the message is 10 minutes. And so the instant food you take, what happens? Instantly you become fat and sick. And so this is what happening. People do not want real message. They want 15 minutes message and they don't want too much. But here Jesus Christ gave 3 days and three nights. People are sitting and not going anywhere. Jesus Christ said, I don't want to send these people on the way in fasting. They might die, they might faint. So you should give them some food. And see what happens. Please read. Start reading from verse 33.
And his disciples say unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7 and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude.
Now, can you imagine, before that, Jesus Christ did the miracle, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and multiply and give it to the 5,000 to 20,000 people, and they had left over 12 baskets. Now, here Jesus Christ is saying, feed these people. I don't want these people going and fainting. And some people are saying, how are you going to feed these people, these so many people? They forgot the miracle. When God does miracle for you, if he heals the headache, the same God can heal your stomachache. And same God can heal your toe. But people, they can take the head miracle, but stomach is a little bit different. It's nothing different for God. He can heal anything. There is nothing impossible. The believer is supposed to say, Lord, we had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and you multiply and gave it to the people. Today we have more bread and more fish. There won't be no problem. But they still doubted. How many loaves of bread you have? 7. How many fish? Few. Few can be many. We don't know how few means. 10 can be few, 5 can be few. Last time they had only 2. Now they have more than 2. And so Jesus Christ takes it and he thanks God. He did not say, Lord, multiply. What he thanking? Lord, you multiply last time and more than 5,000 people ate. I believe that you can multiply today. I thank you in advance. Feed these people. Whatever he said. That's what the word of God says. When you ask God, what do? You believe that you receive it and then you'll have it. Mark chapter 11, starting from verse 22 to 24, he says, have faith in God. And whatever you ask, you remove the mountain, removing every sickness or disease or whatever it is, a financial crisis, you say, Lord, and you believe that I prayed, God heard my prayer, and I got the answer. And you thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayer. And so the word of God is saying, he took the bread and he looked at the heaven, blessed it, and gave it to the people. And the word of God says, they ate enough and they leapt over with 7 more baskets. And so somebody say, why last time they were 12 baskets and this time more fish and less basket and 7 baskets full, then the other basket will be empty. Maybe they started with the 7 baskets. Because they say, oh, we don't have too many people, 7 baskets is more than enough. So this, whatever the basket they used, those baskets were full. So the word of God saying, whatever the faith you have, that's what you're going to receive. Whatever the measure you give, that's the measure you're going to get back. And so our God is a good God, and he supplies the need. Only thing what we need, faith in God. Okay, finish that chapter. You didn't finish it.
And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala.
So it was not only 4,000 people, but more than that. And he fed them, and now he said, now you can send them away. See, when you eat the food, 3 days fasting, and eat the food, what happens? You get energy. You can go down to the mountain and go to your house. So food is important, but what you need? Spiritual food is more important. Book of Matthew, chapter 16. We are going to start from verse 1.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed.
Now here we see Pharisees and Sadducees coming together, and they are asking Jesus Christ a question that gives us a sign from heaven. Now Sadducees and Pharisees, they are not believing the same thing. Sadducees do not believe in resurrection, and so they are not that friendly. But now here they are teaming up together to fight with Jesus and finding some faults. And so Jesus Christ gave them simple examples. You know the weather, and easily you can look at the sky and predict the weather. Why cannot you predict the signs of the times? And then he says in the verse 4, he says, wicked, adulterous generation, seek after the sign. And he said, there shall be not sign be given unto it, but the sign of prophet Jonah. And the word of God says, and he left them and departed. Sound like he did not answer their question. But as we studied the book of Matthew chapter 12 already, you know this question was asked before. Let's read Matthew chapter 12 verse 38 to 45. So that's why even though they knew the answer, Jesus Christ told them about the sign of the prophet Jonah, but these people are asking the same question again and again.
Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none.
So here we see Jesus Christ already gave the answer in this same book, but they are still coming and asking the questions. So Jesus Christ already said there's only one sign you will have, the prophet Jonah. And then he explained to them what the prophet Jonah's sign means in the chapter 12. So now let's read the Matthew chapter 16 verse 5.
And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
Now here what happened, the disciples forgot the bread. Always they travel, sometimes they carry the bread. You remember one time, they didn't have the bread, but they found somebody. He had the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and Jesus multiplied and gave it to more than 5,000. Next time, they had 7 loaves and few fishes. He multiplied and gave it to 4,000. So now disciples might be thinking, well, we don't have to carry bread. Jesus Christ can do miracle all the time. So this time, they did not take the bread. But Jesus Christ says, beware of leaven of Pharisees and Sadducees. Disciples didn't understand what he was trying to say. Simple, common sense people will think, the Sadducees and Pharisees and scribes always come to tell us against Christ, against his teaching. So beware of that teaching. This is simply he was saying, but disciples didn't understand. Let's read the verse 7.
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread.
They start discussing among themselves. Not like when they're talking and Jesus can hear. They might have gone a little bit further and discussed. We didn't take the bread. That's why he is trying to say this thing. Jesus knew the thoughts of the people. Whatever they're going to say, what is in their heart, because he was the Son of God and God himself. Many, many times Jesus Christ proved to people that before they could say something, they are just thinking about something, and he would say, why are you thinking something like this? So see what happens, verse 8, Matthew 16, 8.
Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up. How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?
Now they understood. I did not talk about real bread. I was talking about the Sadducees, Pharisees and Sadducees, leaven.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.